Get down, damn it, Vasquez said as he grabbed Davis by the belt and pulled him to the ground. Damned non-combatant. There was a formation of rocks to the right that might have been the source, but the sound seemed more like it came from the left. With everyone fully engaged in looking for the sniper, if he fired again, he would be found. As soon as Davis got his bearings, he joined the men looking for the source of the shot.
Anybody? Anything?
Vasquez finally called out, and one at a time each man responded, negatively. A few more minutes passed. As Vasquez started to get up, the sniper made the mistake of firing, which gave away his position. Suddenly, the air was filled with the sound of automatic weapons fire as everyone zeroed in on the source of the shot. Davis was trying to make himself one with the pavement he was lying on. His eyes were squeezed shut, and he was panting, trying to force oxygen into his lungs. This was not his first action since arriving, but it was the first time he felt exposed in the middle of a firefight. Then, as suddenly as it began, silence.